Heritage Dramas present The Perfect Alibi. This week's front page drama, The Perfect Alibi, is a dramatization of three amusing incidents in a most unusual article entitled, Need an Alibi? Mr. Peterson Will Provide It, to be found in next Sunday's issue of The American Weekly, the magazine with the greatest circulation in the world, which comes to you as part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Haven't you often found yourself in a tight spot and wished you could think up a good alibi to get yourself out of it without feeling and looking guilty or causing any hard feelings? Of course you have. And at last, there's a man who will help you. His name is Donald Peterson, a versatile New York writer and actor who has founded an alibi bureau and handled such cases on a commercial basis. With Mr. Donald Peterson's aid, a husband who tells the little woman the old story that he was out late the night before because he sat up with a sick friend can convince her. An employee who is late for work can provide such a perfect alibi that the boss will pat him on the back instead of firing him. A flock of relatives who come to town expecting to park with a young married couple for a week or so can be sent merrily on their way with no hard feelings. Any number of similar situations that require those little white lies are being handled smoothly with Mr. Peterson's perfect alibis. Mr. Peterson broke into his unusual profession quite by accident about a year ago when he happened to tell a friend of his about a couple of good alibis he had used. And a few nights later, Mr. Peterson received a call from his friend.
Hello?
Hello, Pete.
Yeah.
Say, look, Pete, I'm in a bit of a jam. Remember you telling me the other day about some swell alibis you thought up?
Oh, it's you, Jack.
Yeah.
Well, what's the trouble?
Well, look, Pete, I'm throwing a little party at my place, but it's grown beyond all proportion. I'm afraid the gang has got out of hand.
Uh-huh.
I've tried to quiet them, but it's no use. My apartment sounds like a bunch of Apache Indians holding a bowling convention on a tin roof. That's putting it mildly. The neighbors are complaining, and the tenants in the apartment right below us are threatening to call the police and the riot squad. Now, can you think of anything to help me out? I've got to appease those neighbors.
Okay, Jack, you sit tight and I'll fix you up. I got an idea that might work.
Yeah?
Let's see, you're at the Riverview Terrace apartment,
aren't
you?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. And it's 10B. That's the apartment.
All right, I got it now. Now, just wait, and I'll have you fixed up in 15 minutes. Going to work on it right now. Bye.
Oh, thanks, Pete. Goodbye.
Hello?
Oh, hello. Is that you, Mary?
Yes. Who's this?
Pete Peterson, Mary. How about doing me a favor?
Certainly, Pete, if I can. What can I do for you?
Well, there's a friend of mine who's giving a little party, and in 15 minutes, a kindly gray-haired old lady began to ring the doorbells of the irate tenants who were threatening to call the police and the riot squad to stop the noise from the boisterous party above.
Oh, I see the apartment upstairs.
Hmm?
My son is giving a party in honor of my 70th birthday. I've been showing his friends how we used to do the square dance when I was a girl. Oh, I'm afraid that we're making a little too much noise and disturbing you.
Well, to tell you the truth, lady, it was getting a little too noisy. You see, these modern apartments aren't built quite so solid as the old-fashioned houses. But what the heck, you can only celebrate your 70th birthday once in a lifetime. And if you got all that pep at your age, I guess I can take it. I'm not going to stand in the way of you having a good time, no siree. Happy birthday.
Every apartment the charming old lady called on were all in sympathy with the party after hearing her story. Her story was one of Mr. Peterson's perfect alibis, for in reality, the kindly old lady was a very good character actress called in by Mr. Peterson, and she played the part according to his directions.
It worked out so well, Mr. Peterson said, that word got around, and soon I was getting calls day and night asking for alibis. It began to interfere with my regular work so much that I had to open up an alibi bureau and charge for my services. And now that bureau is going full blast, and this is typical of what happened.
Mr. Peterson, my name is Dorothy Cameron. I'm the secretary to Mr. Welburn of Welburn, Welburn, Allen, and Rolls, the big advertising agency. And my boss is an awful crank about people being on time.
And you've overslept and want me to furnish you with a good alibi, is that it?
Yes, Mr. Peterson. I've heard about you from Ken Larson.
Oh, yes. Now, how late are you?
Well, I'm due at 9 and 10 minutes of 10.
Okay. Now, how long will it take you to get to the office?
I can be there in a half hour.
Fine. Now, don't get there before that. Try to make it in just about a half hour. And just leave everything to me.
All right.
Your boss will be as pleased as punch instead of being sore and bawling you out or firing you. Now, remember now, be there in just about a half hour.
All right, I will. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, what the devil do you mean, barging in here like that? What's the idea?
Oh, excuse me, sir.
What?
I'm actually sorry, but one of the young ladies told me this was Miss Cameron's office.
No, confound it. Her office is in there when she's here.
Oh, pardon my intrusion, sir, but my mistress instructed me to deliver these flowers to her in person. Thank you.
So, Mr. What the devil is all this? What are you talking about?
Well, my mistress, sir, she's old and rather feeble, but shall we say she's a little stubborn and believes in getting about by herself. Well, this morning, after I left her to do some early morning shopping...
Yes?
She met with a slight accident, sir. I fell down and was taken up rather badly. Miss Cameron happened to pass by at that moment. I helped her up and, realizing her age and condition, I put her in a taxi and insisted on seeing her safely to her apartment. She refused to pay any money, even for the cab. So Mrs. Mitchell, well, that's my employer, sent these flowers up as a little token of appreciation.
That was very courteous and considerate of Miss Cameron. But, young man, that's the only kind of people we employ at Welburn, Welburn, Allen, and Rowell.
Of course, sir.
That's why we're the largest advertising agency in the world.
Yes, sir. But shall I take the flowers in, sir?
Why, yes. No, you'll leave them here. I'll deliver them for you and add my little word or two of praise for Miss Cameron's unselfish devotion to humanity.
Once again, by thinking up a perfect alibi and directing its production with a skillful actor playing the chauffeur, Mr. Peterson saved the day for one of his clients for a very nominal fee plus the cost of the flowers. And instead of being reprimanded and maybe fired, Miss Cameron was enthusiastically received and praised by her employer, and all was well. Since the opening of the World's Fair in New York City, Mr. Peterson's alibi bureau has had to supply a great many perfect alibis for clients who had been faced with problems like this.
What is it, dear? What's in the telegram? Bad news?
Bad news. Worse than that. A human hurricane's about to descend on us.
What in the world are you talking about?
My brother's from out west. His wife and her mother and the two children are paying us a visit.
What? Do you mean that both... When are they coming?
Well, there's no escape. They'll be here in the morning for breakfast.
Oh.
They arrive at the Grand Central at 8:30. Staying for a week, 10 days. Come to the fair.
Over my dead body?
No, that's no help. How can we stop them from descending upon us and moving in here?
I got it.
Hmm?
The alibi bureau. Mr. Peterson fixes for Ella and George, and he can do it for us. Oh, where's my little red book? Ella gave me the telephone number the other evening. Where's my handbag? It's in there.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Would you mind telling me what this is all about?
Wait. Oh, here it is. Now, just listen.
Alibi Bureau.
Evening, Bob White. I have a problem I want you to take care of for me.
Yes, Mrs. White. What is it, please?
My husband has just received a wire from his brother out west, who is bringing his family here for a visit. They figure on staying at our house.
I see. And you want us to make an alibi for
you,
is that it?
Yes, and on short notice. The wire informs us they will be here in the morning.
Don't worry about the time element. We are always prepared.
Yes, Mr. Peterson was already once again with a perfect alibi. And when Mr. White's relatives arrived at the house, they were greeted with...
Well,
I must apologize for all this. I forgot to tell you. These are my wife's relatives. They're just over from Europe. I knew they were coming, but the boat wasn't expected to dock until next week. Don't mind them, though. I'll be able to put you up somewhere.
Hey, what's that awful smell?
Don't mind that. You'll get used to it. They're cooking. You see, they don't know anything about American cooking yet.
Oh, yes, I see. Look, old man, I hope you won't mind if we don't stay. But with things as they are, I think it would be better if I took my family to a hotel.
Yes. 15 minutes after his relatives left, the strange troops that were putting on the show cleaned up and quietly departed. And peace and quiet reigned in the White home, thanks to the perfect alibi furnished by Mr. Peterson's Alibi Bureau. In operating his bureau, Mr. Peterson says, "We furnish alibis to back up legitimate falsehoods only. I mean by that, those little white lies that apply to social and business relations. We will not touch anything that has the slightest association with crime or illegality." You have just heard The Perfect Alibi, a dramatization of three amusing incidents taken from an unusually interesting article entitled, "Need an Alibi? Mr. Peterson Will Provide It." You will find this and many other interesting articles in next Sunday's issue of The American Weekly. Join the millions of Americans who each Sunday find the greatest enjoyment in the many fine articles and feature fiction by the world's best writers in every issue of The American Weekly, the magazine with the greatest circulation in the world, which comes to you each Sunday with your Hearst Sunday newspaper.